What comes next for you?
You know, never say never. You know, I think I learned that lesson with saying don't vote for me for a third term. You know, I got beat up for, you know, several years over that one. You know, getting some inquiries on running for another office, for specifically for mayor. So we're going to think about it.
So 10 o'clock bombshell last night, Sheriff David Morgan, who leaves office in January to be replaced by Chief Chip Simmons, says, I'm thinking about what's next. And the what's next to Sue Strawn was, I don't know, Pensacola mayor, maybe 2022. Joining us now, the current Pensacola mayor, Mayor Grover Robinson. Mr. Mayor, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. I assume you had heard this or saw this yourself, and I was curious your reaction.
Andrew, this is old news. I mean, he announced he began talking to people and asking people for money probably 4 months ago, 5 months ago. So he's definitely running, and it's not surprising. He ran against me last time. If you remember, he was very active in the Brian Spencer campaign on his brochures and out there waving at election polling places. So I mean, I've known this for 2 years. So this is something that, again, he's been talking to people, asking for money, and seeing if they would support him for 5 months. So it's definitely happening.
All right. Are you prepared? I assume you're optimistic. You've been doing this for a while.
He campaigned heavily against me in 2018, and it didn't work out too well for him. So I'm more than happy. I mean, I think everybody who knows the sheriff knows he doesn't just have grudges; he tends them. And you know, from the beginning point, he's been very upset about some votes that I took way back when as a county commissioner, in dealing with other things that were associated with jail and other stuff. And again, I stand by those. I'm more than happy. It's a democratic process. We'll go forward and we'll move and see what happens.
Well, I've always said I believe elections are best when there's multiple viable candidates. And, you know, we'll see. As you say, elections are a contest, and that's for a reason. Now to the stuff that you are, as the mayor, overseeing. Obviously, I thought anyway, the big news from this week was your discussing Mardi Gras, the potential for Mardi Gras. I don't know. Have you met with Danny Zimmern yet?
No, we're meeting today.
Okay. So, you know, obviously, New Orleans said no. Mobile has said sort of. You're leaning towards what? Day parades with social distancing? Would we have people on Palify? I mean, what's your picture of how this might work?
Well, I think there are a number of things that are going to happen. You're going to have to see where you are in a measurement on hospitalizations. If we are back to hospitalizations under 50, I mean, I think it's a much different – I mean, you know, it's hard to project what it's going to be like in February. So I think you're going to have to basically say it's going to be based on some of these projections, what we do. Now, New Orleans didn't say no altogether. They said, we want to find creative ways to do something. So, you know, I think they're looking at seeing what can be happening. I do think, you know, as I mentioned before, I think night parades will not be possible in COVID. And I think trying to figure out how we do certain things and perhaps the spacing that happens, you know, those are all things that we're happy to talk about. But I think everything will sort of be contingent upon a measurement as to where we are, because obviously you can be, as we've all seen in July and today, we're one place. In May and in October and in September, we were in another place. So I think it's going to be dependent upon a lot of things that happen. You're going to have to see where you are in this process. But I would generally say, again, if those of you who want to see Mardi Gras or something happen, I mean, now is the time to embrace all the things you need to do, social distance, mask, everything else, to make sure we drive down numbers. I think it will be very dependent upon numbers being driven down.
You know, that's actually a really good point, is for the people who are very concerned about losing Mardi Gras, now is the time to act and behave and do right and mitigate and do all the things you're supposed to do. And then we won't have to worry about it because we'll have good numbers at the time. I really like that answer. One thing I did want to ask you about, because you made the comment and you repeated it just now about no night parades, probably day parades only because of the UV light. I've done some research on this, and it looks like the best evidence is that sunlight doesn't have that much of an effect, especially in a crowded environment. It doesn't do as much as we would hope. It's UVC that would really be the solution, and that's not going to happen. But it made me curious about something. Who's giving you health advice and input on these kinds of matters? Is it Chief Craner? Is it FDOH? Is it who's giving you that kind of
field
expert?
To work with,
we work with all those individuals and certainly the hospitals that are here.
Okay.
You know, we were advised probably back as far as May to move as much stuff outside. And while you say it may not be as much, it is better. So every little bit helps. So the better you can, you know, if one environment's better than another, then it might be marginally better, but it's better. So I think you've got to take advantage of whatever you can find that brings the odds more in your favor.
Okay. All right. I mean, I appreciate that. That's an improvement. I just I was curious who's serving as your kind of advisory committee, because I know FDOH is not doing a great job of giving good, clear, concrete guidance on things like, you know, whether to have Mardi Gras or not, and that's why I was curious about it. We're talking to Mayor Grover Robinson. Mayor, one of the questions that has come up, and I noticed it just the other day. I was driving over on Summit. We were leaving Roger Scott, which is always a wonderful facility, and I know you love tennis. Leaving the area, I saw the sign that said the dog park was still closed, and at that same point, somebody actually texted me and said, when are these dog parks? There's several of them, and none of them are open right now, is my understanding. When are they going to, at least one, when is it going to be reopened?
Well, we just moved out of, pickup and everything else that we're doing. So, you know, I think all of our assets were really dedicated to that, taking care of those things. We will be moving in on some of our parks that we've got, and we'll get those open. We've also had some bit in our parks department. So, you know, as soon as we can get back our numbers and get back our help in parks, we will we'll have more people that can get out there and do the pickup and the cleanup. So, but I think the first part was, all of our assets that were involved with cleanup were first and foremost looking to deal with cleaning up the community and getting there, helping with the pickup. That's been completed, and now we're just turning over to getting some parks. We got a number of things that are challenges. We've got some fountains that don't work, and we're, you know, they're covered over by seawater, so we've lost all the mechanisms in it. So, you know, there's just a number of things that right now we don't have that are functioning that we're trying to work through. Any of these things that take FEMA, the good news is the dog parks won't take FEMA. A lot of the waterfront assets will require FEMA assistance. We'll have to go through FEMA bidding. I mean, it will get done. The challenge is always if you deal with FEMA, it's going to take time. So from our standpoint, we're focused on getting it back up and running. I imagine, you know, Brian will start turning over and getting dog parks. But part of the problem he has a little bit right now is we've had some COVID exposure in those departments, and we're trying to get everybody back. And as soon as
could you get some volunteer? I mean, I'm sure, you know, at a moment's notice, you could probably get 30 or 40 people to come help clean up the dog parks. Is there a way to, you know, just kind of get it done?
I'll be happy to talk. I know that Brian worked with the East Hill Neighborhood Association on the Bayou Tahar dog park.
Okay.
So I know that has happened. We have worked with volunteers. You know, I just have to get with him. And like I said, right now, we're a little bit behind on some things with health related, but as soon as we get back to full strength, we'll be ready to go.
Mr. Mayor, this is a question that's just been on my mind, and I'm sure as a real estate guy, you will know the answer. The other day, I took a drive down Palafox down to, of course, you know, Plaza de Luna, which is not open yet. There's some stuff on the west side of the Commandancia Slip, which is not open yet, but that's not what caught my attention. What caught my attention was the marina on the west side of Palafox, where all of that stuff is still there, not fixed yet. But there's big construction going on the west side of Palafox in between some of the buildings there. And it looked to me like they were building new land, like there was new land on the water being built. Are they building new land off West Palafox?
They're not creating new land, but they are shoring up a bulkhead that's there, and they will be developing that. They came to us probably, it was probably this summer, they came to us and obtained their approvals for all their development plan. That's going to be, it's going to be a residential. Some of it is going to be townhomes. Some of it's going to be like a more of a high rise opportunity. So, but it is going to be additional waterfront opportunity on the Palafox Pier there. So, we're excited to see that happen again. It's the things we've been talking about. There's more
potential and growth, and we see it everywhere, and that's a good thing. So if we can get out of COVID, we can get past these hurricanes, our future's fairly bright economically. We got to get past those. So we're excited about that's another waterfront development that will be occurring, but they are shoring up the bulkhead. They kind of sort of fallen in. I think I talked to you about it before, mm-hmm. Where it's sort of fallen in, and they're shoring that up and then refilling that bulkhead, and then that's going to be where they have the development.
All right, very good. I was just curious because my thought was, hey, a lot of the land downtown is made land. You know, it was one time on the water, and so I didn't know if they were making new land, but it sounds like they're not just kind of repurposing what had fallen into disrepair for a while. So thanks for clearing that up. I appreciate it. Mayor Grover Robinson, always appreciate the time, sir. We'll talk to you again next week.
Absolutely, Andrew. We'll see you. And unfortunately, I won't get to see you again. We'll be back virtual for a while, mm-hmm. as we deal with COVID. So we'll be back in the virtual space, but look forward to catching up with you as always on Wednesday.